For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer. And today I want to talk to you about cover letters. Cover letters are really interesting because we can think about cover letters as having sort of two audiences. One is people who read cover letters, and one is people who don't read cover letters. So what does that really mean? It means you have to have a cover letter. Never send a naked resume. But the truth is you don't know if your audience is going to read it. So I feel like if you don't know your audience, if your audience is going to read it, but there's a chance they might, then you should have a good one. And so let's talk about what goes into a good cover letter. So a good cover letter to start out is not a generic, here I am and I'm ready to apply for this job. I read it in an online job board that there's this job available and you should consider me. That doesn't say enough and it's not personal. So to get more personal and to make this a more successful enterprise for you, you have to start thinking about what the job specifically is asking for. So you're already thinking about the kinds of jobs that are relevant to your specific job search that are in your target area, so you know what your audience is looking for. And you need to infuse some of your background with respect to your audience's expectations into this cover letter. So you're going to talk about your background a little bit and your key achievements that you think are going to be relevant to this particular audience. And you're going to do it in the context of what this company is expecting. So that means you have to do some research and you have to think about culture fit and you have to think about language choice and you have to think about the way your audience is going to receive this. So quite recently I saw a job posting that was for an outside sales leader, I think. And it was something like, have tattoos? Great, show off your ink. Like to come in with pink hair? Great, we love color. It was that kind of a thing. So you know that this audience is a little bit looser, friendlier, less buttoned up than, say, a company that says, please submit your salary requirements and a date of your first start date. That's a totally different look and feel, right? So you have to think about what your audience is expecting. And you can find out this information by looking on in the job posting, by the way, but look on their website, look in the About Me or About Us section. You know, I was looking at a company recently that was literally telling jokes in its About Us section, and it was making references to pop culture. So when I was writing a cover letter for somebody, I was using that pop culture reference as a way to wrap up her cover letter. I didn't take the seriousness of her expertise out. But I definitely used that information that I knew from reading about their the way they think about themselves and what's valuable to them as a way to add to the level of the cover letter. So something else that you need to think about is the ask. In other words, your cover letter is meant to introduce your resume. So you want to say, please look at your resume for additional information or something similar. And you also want to ask for the interview. So you don't ask for the interview because it's expected. You ask for it because it matters to you. And you want your audience to connect with the fact that you care about getting this interview. So if you have to have a cover letter because you don't know if your audience is going to read it or not, you don't want to send a naked resume, you've already thought about the culture fit, now let them know you are passionate about what you are asking for. And that goes a long way. That's it for this week's 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler. You can find me at 5strengths.com or at 801-810-5627. Thanks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.